I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm Shannon Feltis.
I'm Bonnie Dutch.
And this is
You Are That.
We are two sisters who cannot take a compliment.
We won't do it.
Not today.
Tis the season.
Mm-mm.
We want to go ahead and thank everyone who has been amazing on Patreon for supporting this podcast. We thank you very much. If you want to join that, it is patreon.com/youarethat.
And thank you to everybody that has rated, reviewed, and subscribed. Apple iTunes, little purple icon thing. Very helpful. It has helped us stay afloat in the small regions of the charts, but we're still there. It still matters, and we appreciate your votes and high fives and your kudos.
Yeah.
And I just recently learned that you could do that on Stitcher as well. Not Spotify. Stitcher.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So write the review and stuff.
Yes, please.
And if you want to join us on Facebook, we're on there under You Are That. We have a group, and we just have a page for updates. We're on Twitter and Instagram as You are that.
We're trying to be more active on Twitter. We're doing our best, you guys. It's hard. Twitter's hard.
Thank you.
All right. We have a remote episode coming your way, which means your brain at some point is going to say,
hey, this sounds a little different.
Let your heart tell your brain. Hell yeah, it does. And I'm into it.
On with the show.
Today's episode has the musical darling, Miss Jess Penner, who I am so excited to have met because of Bonnie. And Bonnie, how did you meet her?
Well, it's a rabbit hole music industry friendship bracelet. So we were lucky enough, my friend Lindsay and I were lucky enough to meet and befriend this wonderful band called Penny Lane when they moved to Portland, Oregon. And they were super obsessed and played for us all the time, this amazing band called Chandelle. And I got obsessed with Chandelle, and it turns out Miss Jess Penner was in Chandelle.
Oh my God.
And so I basically just like wormed my way into her heart. And this is back in the day. This is like what, MySpace days maybe?
Ooh.
Yeah, a long time ago, like AIM. Like I added you on AIM, and I was like, oh my God, we're such big fans. I was pretty much obsessed with you. And then just over the years, I've got to like watch you grow as a human with humans. And you just turned into this magical thing where you went and did solo stuff and kind of did whatever you wanted to do. And then now you have a group called K-Jez. So you've gone through all the elements of band with boys, singing beautiful stuff. The real talk, that the Chandelle album. So that album was my singing in the shower album.
Nice.
I have memories of like shaving my legs and getting ready for a date and just singing along with you and being like,
nice.
This girl knows all my feels. Aww. And it like empowered me to like go out on a date and my legs were so soft because I just really like sung into that razor. And then like, oh man, I took the longest showers and I just loved listening to Chandelle because it like cleared my head for the rest of my day. It was like my favorite thing.
Nice.
I am so excited that you're on the podcast today because I became obsessed with you because you wrote a beautiful children's album. And Bonnie got to illustrate your art for your album. Mm-hmm. And then my son has become obsessed with that album. And then you and I became weird Instagram mom friends. And this is like the perfect trifecta now. It's so great.
I know. I see all your food posts and I'm like, oh my God.
I love it. And I'm like, oh, Hawaii. Oh, give me all the food there. Oh,
yeah. I know, I got it. You got to come over and give me some gardening tips.
Oh, man. I will work for food. I swear that's a great trade.
I love it. Well, you also liked her before Mr. Sun, the children's album, because just Jess Penner as you as your solo stuff is so like bright and happy and loving. And it honestly, I don't download stuff on like iTunes anymore really as much as I should. There, so I have probably like 20 albums on there. It doesn't matter what time of day. I start my car, if it automatically goes to my phone, it's playing a Jess Penner song. And it's the best way to start your commute because it just feels like all the birds are going to like Snow White out on you. Cinderella, start your day. Because your voice is so like Disney-esque and pretty and happy. And the songs are so bright and happy. Even if they're like not about happy stuff, your voice is so beautifully happy that it's like gives a positive spin on things. So you were a fan of hers before. Bring Me the Sunshine on the Days End commercial. So I would get really excited like anytime I was out anywhere. Like I was at a Jiffy Lube and that commercial came on and I'm just sitting waiting to get my oil changed. And I was like to the guy working there, I was like, listen, this is my friend. This is my friend on the commercial. This is her voice. And he was like, okay. Like he didn't care, but I wanted to be like, she's awesome and you're changing my oil. So be excited for me. It was great. How perfect life could be. So today we are talking to you. You're all the way in Hawaii and we are hella jealous.
So jealous.
Yeah. Although it is looking like Portland right now. It's definitely like gray skies and gloomy, which I don't mind. I actually like that kind of weather and it feels a tiny bit Christmassy, which, you know, we don't get a lot of season change here. So it's a little bit
and you're our holiday episode, which is funny because you're in Hawaii.
Right.
You don't have the seasons. You've had time in Alaska. You've had time in California. You've had time in Hawaii. So I'll jump in for my first question and ask you if you have any traditions for your past Christmases that you partake in, no matter what the climate is of where you're living.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do for sure. So the first tradition is, well, we have crepes on Christmas morning. That's pretty typical.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, crepes. My mom always made pancakes every Saturday. So that like, you know, that's something we grew up with. Yeah, but definitely crepes or a Dutch baby.
Yeah, oh,
those are my favorite.
Yeah, Shan makes good Dutch babies.
One or the other. And then my son, Brandon, he likes to decorate the table for Christmas dinner. Aww. So he'll go collect things like in the yard. I mean, he's turning 19.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Yeah. On December 28th. And he actually still enjoys it. So that's good. But yeah, like he likes to decorate the table for Thanksgiving and for Christmas. This year, for the first year ever, we all got matching pajamas. So we're super psyched about that.
That's awesome.
That's fun. I've never gotten to do the matching pajama thing, but I think we're all going to rock onesies for Christmas Eve this year.
Yeah, I think that's our jam.
That would be pretty awesome. Actually, my mom surprised us with that. She came home and she just had bought it for everyone. And I was like, this is awesome.
Oh, that's such a good grandma thing to do. That's so awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And this is, I mean, we're living with her right now because we're building a house.
Yes.
Actually, right next door. We bought the property right next door.
That's so cute.
But yeah, we're all living together. So it's a very communal environment.
Oh my gosh.
So it'll be fun because it'll be a lot of us wearing matching PJs.
Oh my gosh. That is the perfect segue into my next question.
Because, all
right. You're building an incredible house. I'm watching this creation on Instagram. I'm living for the play-by-play of all the different additions every single time you post. what is this your dream home, or what in this house has your personal touch or your must-haves?
Okay, so we have remodeled several homes. That's actually how we moved to Los Angeles, my mom had a couple of rental properties in Hawaii, and she always let us remodel them and live in them for a couple years. And then, you know, she would give us really cheap rent in exchange for us remodeling them. So we got a lot of experience doing that. And when we moved to Los Angeles, we did the same thing. We bought a house that was like a total crap hole. Like, it was a legit drug house.
Oh my God.
Like, every single window in the house was broken. Like, the ceilings were black because people were burning trash in the fireplaces. Because it was like an actual flop house. But anyways, we were just like, we would rather buy something trashed and like make it our own than buy something that was in good condition that we just didn't love.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so we did that in LA, and we lived in that house for 14 years, which was great.
That's a long time.
But yeah, we wanted to move back to Hawaii. We're like, what should we do? Should we buy something? But the market is so crazy here that like for what we could have bought, it would have just been, I don't know, it wouldn't have been a house that we would have been happy living in for the rest of our lives.
Oh, man.
It's crazy. So basically, we were like, what if we just take the equity that we had from our home and we buy land and then we own or build? So that's what we did. And actually, the house, the property right next door to my mom's house was for sale. And she was the realtor. And he was asking too much for it. And I said, Mom, why don't you just email him and tell him, like, your daughter wants to buy it. Like, what's your best price, you know? And she goes, I don't think he really wants to sell it because he's asking too much. I said, well, just email him and see what he says.
Aww.
And so she emailed him, and he like brought it within our range, and we were like, yes. So we just snapped it up, and we bought it. And yeah, then we just started designing. And I would say that like, we're both super opinionated. We both really like efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
And we need things to make sense. And so I just spent hours and hours and hours just designing and redesigning, like, oh, we can't have a bathroom with no window. Like, we don't want a stank bathroom, you know? So, like,
no, I totally get that. It would be baffling to try to design a house from scratch. I don't know that I could do it. It's too many decisions.
There were a lot of factors that we had to consider, like the land, the topography of the land is very tricky because it's like a huge slope and there's only a little bit of flat spot. So I was like, how are we going to... Anyways, there were a lot of things to consider, and we probably spent like 6 months designing and redesigning. And I feel like we're at the point where when we got the plans drawn up that there were like very, very minor things that we had like compromised on.
Nice.
Yeah. So my main thing is like light. I need to have tons of light. I need to have storage. and I just need a layout that makes sense, that's efficient. So my biggest thing is like the kitchen, because I'm in the kitchen all the time.
I hear you.
I was like, no corner cabinets, none. I do not want to see a corner cabinet in my kitchen. So I don't have any corner cabinets.
Oh, you're so lucky.
And we just needed a lot of space for entertaining, because like with our, what we do is record and produce a lot of bands. And with that, we have company. And we're hoping that with this house, people will come and stay with us and have that magical experience of like communal living. You live together, you make art together, you eat together.
Yeah. You'll have the Ohana house.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
It's tropical band camp.
That's so cool.
I love that.
Aw.
Well, maybe we should wait until you have like a studio and then come back for round two with JP.
Follow up.
And just come hang out.
Recording
from
home studio.
You totally should. You are totally invited.
What island do you live on right now?
We live on Kauai. Since we've moved away and come back, I've noticed changes in the environment here. Like, there are trees here that are everywhere that weren't here when we left.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And there are like different geckos here.
Uh-oh.
That have like replaced the old gecko. And I guess they're really beautiful. Like, they're these super colorful green and red geckos, but apparently they eat the normal geckos, and that's why
there's no
normal geckos.
no super geckos.
Yeah, so there are things like that where you just, I think after being away and coming back, you realize like how fragile the ecosystem is here, and like how the smallest little changes make huge impacts. Like, it's really weird.
Makes sense. That's why some islands are like absolutely no tourists except for on these 3 days.
Yeah.
No way.
We can't be trusted.
Oh my God. Nope.
Well, I'm going to go over to holiday feels. All my questions are holiday-ish.
Okay, cool.
Because why not? Let's get you in the spirit, even though you have just like gray clouds. Let's pretend like you have snow in your heart. Do you have a favorite holiday song that you listen to every year when it comes on, you get like super hype?
Ooh, shoot. That's a toughie.
I got a few, but I think like Rockin' Around the Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Always makes me think of Home Alone, which gives me, like, sneaky, delightful winter vibes.
Oh, my God.
That one's really good. Or anything Michael Bublé Christmas, because I have, like, a real hard-on for the boob.
Oh, my God. Lady boner for boobs.
Yeah. What about Russian Unicorn?
Is that the bad lip reading?
Yeah.
He has such a weird mouth that they could do whatever they want with it.
I love all his music.
So I love him so much, but I used to have this thing when I was super single that I said if Harry Connick Jr. and Michael Bublé had like a super hot cousin, he would be right in my wheelhouse. Cause like they're my types of guy, but also not at all. Oh, if he was also like half Islander with bright green eyes.
And had a record.
Yeah, had a face tat.
He needs a little bit of.
He needs something. He needs a, like one breaking and entering after 18.
Oh my God. And then that's what I do. I mean, it was alleged.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Well, I feel like these ones are easier to think of. If you can't think of your favorite holiday song, do you have a cringeworthy cover or just a song you're sick of hearing while you're trying to shop for Christmas stuff?
Oh, God.
You know what? I'm going to come out one of my deepest, darkest secrets and say, like,
do it.
I really can't stand Pentatonix.
That's so funny. We were talking about them the other day and how when I was heavily Christian and listened to a lot of rockapella, how then they came out later in life and I was like, this just takes me back to the culty days where there was like 1,000 kids all singing together in a mega church. And it takes me to a weird place, like, I love their voices individually, but there's something about rockapella that like strikes a weirdness in me that makes me feel like I'm being taken over by a cult.
Oh. See, and I was never in church/cult, so I didn't have those moments.
Yeah.
So when Aiden listens to Pentatonix, I think it's cute that he likes them.
Yeah.
But also they're not like my ideal favorite. Yeah.
Mad respect for them because they're obviously super talented, but at the same time, I'm just like, ugh.
You could do better.
Old Navy store Christmas music.
Mariah Carey over and over.
That store to the ground during the holidays.
Mm-hmm. My favorite Christmas songs are like the really old ones, like Bing Crosby. Like old, like you can hear the scratching of the vinyl. Like, just that creamy.
Like a crooner style. Yeah. I think that's why I go hard on Bublé and Harry Connick Jr.
Makes you want to light a candle and like hang out with like a glass of wine or like a cup of cocoa or something.
My parents always used to play. They had two Christmas records that they played a lot. One was, I think it was Willie Nelson Christmas.
Yes.
And I want to say it was awesome. And the other one was Aaron Neville.
Oh, my God. Aaron Neville got that voice like this.
I used to just hate it. Every time Aaron Neville would come on, I'd roll my eyes. And now it's like, you know.
It's a memory.
Yeah, I secretly love it now. Yeah. Like, I might have to dig it up and listen to some, but it's like. Just that voice, man.
Oh my God. There was some old Dolly Parton Christmas renditions.
Yeah. I would love that.
Back in the day. Keeping on the Christmas trend. What is something special and unique at Christmas time in Hawaii that is nowhere else? Like something that is super unique to just straight up island life.
Dang. Okay, there's definitely different desserts here that people are super big into. Like pumpkin crunch is a way bigger deal here than pumpkin pie during Thanksgiving.
What's pumpkin crunch?
Pumpkin crunch is kind of like, think of it like a pineapple upside down cake, except that it's like pumpkin with like a streusel topping. So it's like a cake with like a pumpkin filling. With like a streusel topping.
I'm going to Google that and try to make it now.
Yeah. So that's a big deal. I would definitely say like mochi for the new year because there's a lot of Japanese culture here. So like a lot of mochi for the new year. Like they'll have ceremonies where they just have these huge vats and you go and like pound mochi with a big mallet.
Oh my God. I want to pound mochi with a mallet.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's that stuff. People just in general here, I feel like they celebrate in big community ways with food way more. So I want to say like typically it was funny. We went to a potluck 2 nights ago. And I have this girl living with me right now that I'm kind of mentoring her and she's nannying my kids while we build the house. And I'm like, well, we got a potluck to go to. What are we going to bring? She's like, let's bring cookies. And I'm like, girl, you cannot bring cookies to a potluck here. you can bring them like in addition to something else. But like when you go to a potluck here, like people expect the real deal. Like they expect you.
Right?
Yeah. It's like they take pride.
Yeah.
People just, there's a lot of actually like whole roasted pig.
Yeah. Pit pigs.
Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah. Like, if you look through the, like, the weekly advertisement of, like, what's on sale at the grocery stores, it'll be like, whole, you know, whole young pig, $3.29 a pound. Like, just tell us how big you want it to be, you know?
That's amazing.
I'm so into that.
And goat, yeah, like, whole roasted goat people will do. I remember we had neighbors that, like, yeah, that wasn't the nicest thing, but they would, we would hear them, like, preparing the goat and burning all the hair off with, like, a flamethrower.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are probably more the traditions, is just, like, a big actual whole animal, like a whole roasted animal.
Nice. Feed the community. I love that.
Yeah.
Now I'm hungry again.
No, I know. We do this every time we get ourselves really hungry.
We talk about food like crazy people.
So you are a super thoughtful and creative person. And I feel like you always have, like, what would you say is maybe the best gift you've ever given on a holiday?
Oh, wow.
It's a hard one.
Mm-hmm. Very hard. I just really try to listen to what people are saying they want. You know, I try to pay attention. Last year, I bought my mom a flow hive.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Which was like a big ticket item. I don't usually like drop that much money on a gift for someone. But she had just been talking for years about how she wanted bees. And she has like 10 mango trees on her property that don't produce well. And so she was thinking if she had bees, like, that they would get more pollinated and she would get more mangoes. So she's been talking about it for a long time. And
did it work?
Well, I'm still trying to get bees for it. This is last Christmas. And I gave it to like a bee guy who was supposed to capture
a hive,
a hive for me. And he's tried like 3 or 4 different times and the bees just keep fleeing. Done it a few different times, and apparently he just like waits, like the brood box has been filled up with comb, like they fully just built their comb and everything, and then they just bounced.
So
it's happened a few times. So that gift, maybe it wasn't the best gift because it's like a year ago and we're still waiting for the bees, but
it'll happen.
I feel like, I don't know, that's just the gift that keeps giving. Like, once we actually have the bees, to be able to have honey and...
Yeah, and pollination. That's awesome.
Yeah, and I have a big vegetable garden right, you know, at the bottom of our head right next door, so they'll be good for me, and I have chickens and all that good stuff.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, we'll connect you with our bee friend Mandy, and she can help you troubleshoot.
Yeah, let's get you some bees.
Yeah,
that would be great.
It shouldn't be this hard.
Yeah, there's not too many cooks in the kitchen when you're trying to get bees in your mom's hive.
So on the gift trend, what is the strangest gift you've ever received, and did you regift it?
Oh man, yes.
Yay!
There's definitely been a few. There was this one, my mom used to have the craziest Christmas parties for her real estate business, and people would just bring the most insane things. And the craziest thing that I ever got was a 3-foot-tall pepper grinder.
Oh my God.
It was like a clear 3-foot-tall acrylic pepper grinder. And we just regifted that thing probably like 15 times. And every time it would make an appearance, everyone would just die. You know, because it's like just...
It's the joke gift
forever.
So funny.
Did they steal it from Olive Garden? Like, where do you get that?
I don't even know. It's like way bigger than what was even usable. I mean, like, it was legit actually 3 feet tall. Like, that's not an exaggeration. Like, it was huge and probably, I don't know, 3 to 4 inches in diameter.
Expensive to refill.
That's a lot of pepper. Like, I don't think you'd ever have to refill it. It's like your lifetime supply of pepper.
It would go bad before you used it.
Does pepper go bad?
I think so.
In my mind, pepper doesn't go bad. It's a forever spice.
I think it does.
I just eat it.
Okay.
It's fine. I'm like, this pepper's way not spicy. This is great.
I just have black things on my food.
Yeah, that's
yay.
It. That's
all for...
Oh my God, I want a good pepper grinder. We have the like whole white elephant party exchange thing. And I feel like for a while there was like creepy dolls and stuff that would come up.
There was a rotating porcelain doll.
Your husband, Kelly, what did Kelly get that year?
It was the best thing I've ever seen.
Was it, what was that creepy doll
it
thing?
It was a doll. It had a porcelain doll. It was like
a basket. Geddes
garbage pail kid
is what it looked like.
It looked like a sweet baby face in the scariest little demon fur body. It was so creepy.
Oh, yeah.
And then we put it in a nest just to make it extra creepy.
It was so creepy. And then her husband ended up getting it. So it's like everyone wanted this really cool, like, VW bus surfboard type
birdhouse. Yeah.
It was like a birdhouse or like a, like looked like a giant toy for like adults.
Cute.
And everyone wanted this like really cool, like surfer VW bus thing. And everyone was fighting for it. And it got stole like enough times that he just ended up being like, and like grabbing this thing that ended up being like an evil doll in a weird fuzzy, like Where the Wild Things Are outfit.
Yes, exactly.
In a nest, but it looked evil as hell. And I have a picture of him just like holding it like mad. And I was like, Kelly, hold up your gift. And he's just like hating me. Like his eyes could have burned my phone. And it's my favorite photo of him. Cause I'm like, yeah. Oh, you just got so schooled.
Oh my
God. I love it really hard.
I got a mug you couldn't put down cause the handle was on the bottom.
Nice.
It was the best gag gift, and then I re-gift that at White Elephant parties for a long time. Like, it kept cycling around that group.
If you can point out how awful something is the moment you open it, you can't wait any longer. You can't pretend you love it and then re-gift it later because then you're a bitch.
Right.
You have to open it and go, oh my God, you're so funny. Make them feel like they did it on purpose.
Right.
And go, oh my God, you're so funny. This is so awful. Oh, this is hilarious. I can't believe you did this. And like you guys are in on the joke together. So even if that person handpicked that for you and they thought it was so thoughtful and now they know it's hideous, they don't feel bad. Everyone in the room thinks you guys have some gag together.
Oh my God.
And then that 3-foot pepper grinder can reappear over and over again. Oh, and then so everyone good. Laughs because they're like, oh my God, I remember this joke. And people that don't know are like, tell us about this joke. This is crazy. And then you get away with hating something and giving it away openly. You don't have to hide it. You don't have to feel shame.
There was one person that was such a boss of the White Elephant. One year, they brought like 5 or 6 gifts, and every single one of them was a custom-made item with their face printed on it. So, like, one was like a huge beach towel with like a 3-foot, you know.
That's something I would do.
Oh my and a God. Clock, like a clock with their face in the center, and like bugs with their face, like every single thing. And yeah, it was insane. I was like, you're a genius.
God, they'll never forget who gave it to them. That's brilliant.
And you like you can exchange it only because you're creeped out. You're like, dude, Bob, I don't want you looking at me every time I look up at my clock to see if it's lunchtime yet.
Right.
Because you're freaking.
Or pillowcase.
And it, especially if it's like a funny face. Yeah. I've gotten some really funny photo gifts. And Shannon and I, as merch makers, makes me want to just like
100%
create awful things.
Yeah.
Mm.
The ideas are rolling through my brain right now, actually. That's pretty great.
Something that you grew up eating during the holidays, Jess, that maybe you hate it to this day or it still has a really big place in your heart.
Something I grew up eating. Okay, so I definitely would say it's my mom's stuffing.
Ooh.
Oh.
For turkey. And we often have turkey on Christmas again. I don't know if that's normal, but like sometimes we do it twice. We do it on Thanksgiving and on Christmas.
I like it twice, but some people do the ham swap.
Yeah. I mean, usually we'll do like a prime rib and a turkey for Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, one on Christmas Eve and one on Christmas Day. But she makes a stuffing that has Portuguese sausage in it.
Ooh.
And so it has Portuguese sausage and apple. And she always put raisins in it. And when I was a kid, I just hated those freaking raisins. I was like, these raisins are gross. Like, I'd pick them out. And then as I got older, I was like, well, I'm too lazy to pick them out, so I'm just going to eat them. And now I'm like, damn, those raisins better be in that stuffing. Oh,
it's like the thing that makes it now. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I would say that's probably it. It's like the one thing that it's not Christmas or Thanksgiving if that stuffing is not in my life.
And you answered both parts of the question with one answer.
That's awesome.
That's beautiful.
Tied it up in a nice little bow there.
I'm super into it.
Well done.
Are you ready for this or that?
Sure.
Okay. Ready? Choose your choice.
You go first because I have to end.
Ooh, I like it. Yay. All right. This or that. Firelight or starlight?
Ooh, starlight.
Mariah Carey or Marilyn Monroe?
Oh, man. Like.
Christmas songs.
Current Mariah Carey? Like, Mariah Carey from the 90s.
Oh, let's go 90s.
Probably Mariah Carey from the 90s.
All right.
Snow vacation or tropical getaway?
No vacation.
Snow vacation.
Oh, snow. I thought you said no vacation. I was like.
That's, you don't go anywhere. You stay where you live.
Yeah.
No, it's the same.
Snow vacation. Snow vacation.
Because sure, you're in tropics now. If you could take like a Christmas, like 80s movie, ski resort, family, crazy town trip.
Definitely. We like a snow vacation, a ski vacation. We've done it. And it'd be nice to do it again.
Lifetime or Hallmark movies?
Ew.
I love them so much. I'm such a hard ass in real life, but when it comes to Lifetime and Hallmark Christmas movies, I will channel like previous. I'll like last that channel back and forth so I can skip commercials.
You know what's funny is I have like zero experience with either of those things.
Ooh, she broke my husband. He now wants to watch them at holiday
time. Yeah, I don't know. Send me your suggestions.
Oh man. Anything with Candace Cameron?
Yes.
Or Lacey, Beverly Mitchell. Lacey Chavez.
Yeah. She's the girl with the big teeth from Mean Girls that was also on Party of Five.
She's fake Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah. Faux Jennifer Love Hewitt. Who do you prefer, Santa or Frosty the Snowman?
Santa.
Yeah. Santa. She's like, he brings gifts.
Right?
Frosty just melts and leaves me without friendship.
Oh my God.
What an asshole. Yeah, he made me cry.
Rainbow lights or classic white?
Man, I used to be a classic white girl, 1,000%, but now I have to say rainbow because I have little children, and they're so stoked on the colorful lights, so it has to be rainbow.
I love that. I love the classic big rainbow bulbs. Those ones are my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They're my joy, but then I just walked past like these neon blue and white seizure icicle lights the other day, and I was like, I don't know why I want these. I just like lost my shit. I was like, these are gross, but I love them so much.
Yeah.
I have too much busyness happening on the tree for there to be anything other than white lights.
Yeah, on a tree I like white lights.
Crazy town situation happening.
On a house, if it's like a ranch style home, all one floor, and they just have classic like
big
just rainbow across the roof gutter. Oh. You don't need it all around everywhere.
Meh.
Just like a little bit.
Nah.
Classic bulbs. Do you prefer bells or glitter?
Glitter.
Candy canes as food or as decorations?
Decorations.
Mm-hmm. That's me too.
Eggnog or hot cocoa?
Ooh. Not cold eggnog, but if it's hot eggnog with a little rum in it, Then that over hot cocoa. But if it's hot cocoa versus
cold eggnog,
cold eggnog, then I gotta go with the cocoa.
Okay, I've never had hot eggnog, but I've had it with rum, and I had straight up eggnog for the first time in years the other day, and it was cold. It was creamy. It was delightful. But after two sips, my throat gets that tickle of, if you drink any more of this, you might barf. So I was like, I'm switching to. Yeah.
I do rum and coffee with mine and make it like a naga latte or something.
Ooh, naga latte.
Yeah.
Sure.
Adult.
Do you like being surprised or being in on the surprise?
Being surprised. It's happened so rarely that I'm like, even my son, he almost told me what he bought me for Christmas. He's like, well, Mom, don't talk to me about it. Like, I want to be surprised. It happens so rarely in life. Like, just surprise me.
Well, that's my favorite.
Bonnie, you're in for a surprise? Because
I'm in for a surprise.
She and I were in cahoots.
Oh, you bitches.
I don't know what's in it.
Oh, okay.
But I encouraged her to
send
us.
And I mean bitches with love.
A little something. Because I wanted.
Oh, I love surprises.
And you're going to love it even more. We're opening a package for listeners here.
Just this sent us a package from Hawaii.
And it's full of first tries.
Holy shoot.
So these are Hawaii, her favorite.
Oh my God.
First tries.
Oh my God,
this
oh my God.
You're surprised. I'm bad at keeping.
You guys are so sneaky.
Aren't you proud of me? I didn't tell you. I ruined surprises.
My mouth just
so
watered
badly.
She always ruins surprises. Yes. She'll be like, I'm so excited I got you something. Want me to
Do
tell
you? Do
you
want it now?
And no, literally before this interview, Shannon said, I got you your Christmas present. It's here. It's from all of us. It's something. And I just went to the bathroom. I walked away. I just cut her off.
I said,
I'm like, I don't.
Giving it to you
no,
yet.
She said, I'm not giving it to you, but I'm excited. And you started to go into slightly more general detail to instigate. And I just went to the bathroom.
I wasn't instigating. I was just telling you it's from all of us because we discussed the gifts.
But I left it. Oh, I
oh my
that.
Gosh. Okay. I have to describe some of these.
Boomy candy!
Hurricane popcorn?
Yeah.
Oh, we're making this after this.
Mochi
this
Crunch and Nori.
Thing.
Hurricane popcorn. The package looks like something out of my, 1980s Saved by the Bell Wet Dreams.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's almost like Frank food.
It's beautiful.
That's gorgeous.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to take a picture of that.
Ooh, cuttlefish. I've never had cuttlefish before.
Oh, my
dried.
God. That's awesome.
Oh, my God.
I want to try
by Rocky's.
This.
Rocky's cuttlefish.
You will stink. Just a note. It's delicious, but you will repel people after you eat it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, umi candy.
Umi candy.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay,
look.
There's one of each of these.
Yes.
Does this look have a bug in it?
No.
What is this? I've eaten stuff with a bug in it, so I'm okay with it.
No, the Umi candy, it's like almost like a rough pitted texture. So when you suck off the hard candy, it looks like it does look very Jurassic Park.
It looks like straight up candy. Amber.
It has a lihimoy in it.
Oh, yeah. This is happening.
Yeah, and it's yours is exposed.
Ooh.
This is beautiful. Hold on, let me take a picture of these.
Okay.
Because they're so pretty.
It's a lihimoy. It's like a preserved plum that's like salty
and sweet. It's the salty sour plums. We used to snack on these when we were little, and they come in like a hard package. Your nails look prettier than mine.
Oh, hey, thanks. Mm.
But no, this is it's like fermented, so it's got that like scratchy, soury outside.
Mm.
And then you also got us the original Hawaiian candy, best snacks with an X, Hawaii's best snacks, dino worms. is it lihing?
Gummy lihimoy.
Lihing. Yeah.
So it's the same thing. It's kind of like that preserved plum. They just turn it into a powder and then they put it on.
So this is like Hawaiian tahini. You know how like tahini in Southern California is on everything?
Yeah.
The plum.
This is so good, by the way.
Plum salt. Licorice aspartame. I'm into all this. Mm.
It has aspartame.
This hard candy is seriously one of the best things I've eaten in a little while.
It's like honey.
It's crazy good.
Oh my god. We didn't get you anything. We are bad hostesses.
Isn't this the best one?
This is
remote
so cool.
First drive.
This was such a sneak attack. This has never happened before. Mm-hmm. And you are so good.
I'm so proud of myself.
Oh my god, I love you so much.
Hey, Merry Christmas, bitch.
You guys, thank you, Jess. This is like
so thoughtful.
The sweetest thing to my taste buds.
She also sent us guava jam, and did that you makes make me want to cry.
I did. It's from wild guavas on my property.
Oh my god.
I love you.
Yeah. Oh my god. Oh. Can we turn those into thumbprint cookies?
Seriously.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yum, yum.
So you are so like homebody creative, like wifey perfect material for Kevin. This is insane. You had a YouTube show that you were doing for a while called Slice in a Song. And it was my favorite. Everyone who's listening, you guys should look it up. She is so endearing. She's in the kitchen. And she is teaching you how to make a pie recipe because she's such a good baker. She's so good in the kitchen. And then you get to, I'm shaking this candy and it's rattling right now. The plum, the hard plum inside is rattling. This is funny. But she goes through the whole endeavor of like teaching you how to make the pie. It's so cute. Your videos are so delightful. And then at the end, she sings you a song. Ooh. So it's like the best mix of Jess Penner, and I'm so into it. And
what's it called
I'm,
again? Tell the people.
Slice in a Song.
Oh, it's such a good name, too.
I know.
I actually would like to do like a – that was kind of like my pilot project. So it's like what could I manage, you know, with very little time. But part of my dream for our house that we're building is to like rope other artists and people in and to have them bring like their favorite pie recipe and one of their favorite songs to perform, like to live perform in the studio and then to just make a pie. Cause it's a good way to sort of introduce yourself to people and let them get to know you without awkward, like being interviewed or just sort of showcase who you are as a person. And so
I can't sing, but I'll make you a pie if you do the singing.
You're like, here's my favorite song from my childhood. Please sing me Puff the Magic Dragon.
Yes,
while
please.
I make
nice.
You.
That is one of my favorite
Mine would
songs.
Be like, ooh, my chocolate mousse cheesecake.
Ooh.
Or my Pop Rocks strawberry cheesecake.
Oh, Jesus.
That sounds awesome. Puff the Magic Dragon is about Kauai, man.
I love that song.
I love that.
Dad
I always
used
thought
to
it was
sing
just
that
about getting
to
high.
Us when we were little. Yeah, and I was like, what a stony baloney dragon. I love him so. These candies are delightful.
I know. I have to put mine down, though,
like,
so I can
I know.
Them.
I keep smacking into this now.
I am. It's
oh,
so good.
Oh, man. You are extremely thoughtful. This is really, really awesome.
Yeah. And now we get to give you compliments, and you get to be showered.
Oh, okay.
In our compliments. So I'll start if you would Shannon.
Please do.
So, Miss Jessica Penner, you are a ray of sunshine. You are bright, and your Disney-esque vocals have brightened my day whenever I was down, and they're only topped by your sassy and sweet disposition. Your smile lights up a room, and your drive for creativity and life and family is something to greatly admire. I admire you as a human, and I think you're so wonderful. And I'm lucky that I've got to not only listen to you in life, but I've got to meet you and hang out with you and, you know, meet your family. And I just think you're so great, and everyone should want to know you.
I definitely want to get in on the meeting of the family and the being extra besties, because I feel like I know you through the internet. I love how real and approachable and kind and wonderful you are, because we just talk back and forth about kids like it's nothing. And I love sharing your children's album, especially with my mom friends that have new kids. It's my favorite gift to give new moms because it's beautiful. And I love every little thing you do with all of your projects. I like sharing and shouting from the world because it's just freaking so great. Everything you do is just so positive.
Oh, thank you guys.
We're excited to see what's to come. Do you have any KJS news that you want to tell our listeners about where they can check you out?
Okay, so with KJS, we released a Halloween song. It's actually a cover of Can't Take My Eyes Off of You.
Oh, I love
that.
It's
so good.
Yeah, which is kind of like a creepy, murderous version.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things. I would say that's the latest thing that we've done. I'm kind of on hiatus right now just because I have no way to record, and I live in like a tiny apartment with five other people. I don't have a lot of space, but I'm just getting excited about thinking about the future and what will be the next thing I get to do once I have the space and capacity to make records again, all that stuff.
Where can people find you? What are your handles on all the socials?
Okay, so the socials, it's facebook.com/JessPenner. Instagram is the Jess Penner, T-H-E-E, Jess Penner, because some awful chick named Jess Penner like took the handle.
She stole your identity. Rude.
Yeah, so rude. YouTube is Jess Penner TV. And yes, I realize that makes me sound like an old lady.
It's awesome. But,
and again, I couldn't just make it Jess Penner, so I had to make it something. Those are the three main ones. I mean, I'm not really active on Twitter or anything, so I would say those are the three.
So hard.
We're not either. I forget about it. And then it'll be like so-and-so liked a post, and I go on there and I realize Shannon has posted.
Right.
There's two of us and we still fucking suck at Twitter.
I just go on to stalk Alton Brown and to pretend like Ted Allen is my best friend.
We love you, and we thank you, and we thank you for all of our treats.
Oh my gosh,
and
so great.
We're so excited because Christmas is right around the corner. When this airs, it'll be, I think, the 23rd.
Yeah.
So cool. You're
Christmas
coming out
Eve.
Christmas Eve Eve, and that will be beautiful. So we wanted to give a little shout out to all of our friends and family that are out there listening, loving, festive, nostalgic friends.
Yeah.
You are all that. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Cheers to the holiday that warms your heartstrings and brings you together with your friends and family. And we wish you a safe and loving gathering from our family to yours. Thank everyone for listening. And Jess, we thank you so much. Is there anyone you want to give a Christmas shout out to today?
I mean, anyone who's listening.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas from us and Jess Penner. Everyone, check her out online, listen to her music, and you will get happy things that will take away all of your seasonal depression like you're living in Hawaii.
Seriously, it's like one big happy light, but it's in your ears instead.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody celebrate thoroughly and drink responsibly. Take care of each other, and we love you.
We love you.
Bye.
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 The stars all brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long